Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Sadhguru, welcome to The Daily Show.
Wonderful.
You see, now, this is weird for me because we tried to start this interview and then we had a technical issue and now we're starting the interview again. And now I'm like, am I being as authentic as I could be with you as a guru, or is this in and of itself inauthentic to, you know?
Just be yourself. There's nothing called authentic. Nobody knows what's that authentic. Because human beings are a consequence of 1,000 things they've picked up all over.
Man, that's deep.
Impressions, right?
We're gonna have a good time, I can tell. We're gonna have a really good time. By the way, I woke up today a lot unhappier than I woke up yesterday because I had to do all the research for our interview. And I knew that there's war in Russia. I knew that there is... you know, that we're facing a climate crisis. And then now, thanks to you, I know that we also are facing a soil crisis where some people are estimating that if we do nothing, in 50 years' time, we may not be able to grow anything because we may run out of soil, which, forgive my ignorance, I did not know that soil is even something that we could run out of.
The thing is, this has happened in the last 50 to 100 years of industrialized farming, that the organic content in the soil is going away because there's no replenishment. To replenish the soil, we either need, leaves and vegetative matter or animal waste. Both of them have disappeared from the farms. We thought we could do everything with the machines.
Mm-hmm.
Machines can plow, machines can do the work that animals and human beings were doing, but organic content cannot come from the machine. It has to come from vegetative or animal waste, and that is not there. Because of that, one must understand, if you add organic content to sand, it becomes soil. If you take away organic content from soil, it becomes sand. So right now, desertification is one of the most serious problems. As you said, 50 years or 60 years' time, after that, there's not enough soil to grow crops. But the more important thing is, by 2035 to 2040, they're expecting that we will grow 40% less food than what we are growing right now, and our populations will be over 9 billion. That's not a world you want to live in. That's not a world where you want to leave your children. So we need to act now. Why it's very important to act now and institute or enshrine this in our policy is, on an average, according to UNFAO,
mm-hmm.
on an average, 27,000 species of microbes are going extinct per year.
And is that because of how we farm, or is that a natural consequence of existence?
Because there is no organic content for the microbes. See,
I see.
As you know today, that you cannot even digest the food that you eat if there are no gut microbiome.
Yes.
Similarly, in the soil, it is the same reflection in a much more complex way. Without the microbial activity in the soil, the plants are not able to get the necessary nourishment from the soil. So we are throwing chemicals and boosting them up, but without needed nourishment. On an average, the drop in nourishment in United States from early 20th century to now is approximately 90%, only 10% is left. If you ate one orange in 1920, you need to eat 8 oranges today to get the same stuff. So that's simply impractical. So we're moving to a place where food production is sliding down gradually.
Mm-hmm.
So this sliding down will affect... FAO predicts that by 2035, there could be dozens of civil wars across the world. And that is not necessarily in African countries or South America, it could be anywhere. The World Food Program talks about famines around Chicago, Illinois area by 2035.
This is terrifying. You know, it's... I was talking to a friend about how before the pandemic, I think there was a certain hubris that humans had about everything. We just believed it would always go on. You hear these doomsday prophecies, or you hear these even warnings about the world ending at some point, or humans not being able to inhabit the planet. But until the pandemic, I feel like we didn't have a tangible example of the world stopping. You know, people would even say, how do you stop the world? How can you just stop travel? How can you stop countries? And now we've seen it.
Yeah.
And now you're telling us...
No, this is not a doomsday prediction.
Okay.
This is a wake-up call, because we are at a cusp of time that if we do the right things right now, in another 15 to 20 years, we can make a significant turnaround. So what are the right things to do? We've been pushing this for the last 2 years. We have these programs going for over 25 years in southern India, where we have brought in 10% of the farmers' lands under tree cultivation and animals, so that this 10% produces enough organic content for the remaining 90%.
Oh,
so once the organic content is above 3 to 6%, minimum is 3 to 6%. If you raise the organic content to 8 to 10% in the soil, your irrigation requirements will come down to 30% of what it is, because the water holding capacity of organically rich soil is such. If you raise it to 12 to 15%, your irrigation requirement would come down to 10 to 15%. That is, instead of 100 liters of water, you would use 15 liters of water for the same crop. That's what needs to happen. And this is the same story everywhere. When it comes to ecology, when it comes to soil, our national barriers, racial discriminations, our religions, our castes, our creeds, our gender stuff, our, you know, political ideologies, nothing matters. This is a unifying factor. If we as a generation of people act now to change the necessary policy changes, which is not some rocket science, this is something always farmers in the past knew, but we forgot in the last 50 years.
Are you getting any signs that governments are enthusiastic to try and do something about this?
See, in the last 2 years, I've been talking to various country heads, various politicians, political parties. We have written to 730 political parties on the planet to make sure that they include soil and ecology as a part of their election manifestos, as their political philosophy. Whatever they believe in, right, left, center, whatever they are, soil is one thing which is a common factor for all of us. We're always looking at what divides us. It's time. If you don't understand the consciousness of this cosmos and stuff like that, at least you understand you come from the soil, you live off the soil, when you die, you go back to the soil. That much you get it. What I see is in the last 2 years that I've been talking to people, everybody knows there is a serious problem.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what is the solution also. But I think it looks like they were all waiting for an idiot to bell the cat. So here I am. I'm 65 and I'm riding 30,000 kilometers. Must be an idiot, isn't it?
Sadhguru, I could talk to you forever, and I guess that's why people, you know, come to your events and your, you know, it's the gatherings, they read your books, they want to see what you're going to do. On a journey of soil, it feels like it is yet another thing that we add to our list that governments need to do, that people need to do, that, you know, if we don't do this, it's over. If we don't do that, it's over.
This is not one more thing, Trevor.
No. I'm saying it feels like.
See, I have enough on my hands. I don't have to take this up. I've taken this up because as a generation of people, if we don't do this now, we will regret this, seriously. If you don't enshrine it in the policy now, it'll get too late if you leave it for another 20, 30 years' time. This needs to happen now. So we want everybody to talk about soil for 100 days in their own terms. If they don't know anything, we will provide a massive amount of information on our website. They can pick it up and use it as their own, or they can research themselves whichever way they want. If they don't know anything else to say, just say, save soil, let's make it happen every day. If you send a message to somebody, close it with save soil. If you call somebody, say save soil.
Save soil. It was great chatting to you, Sadhguru. Safe soil, my friend.
Thank you
very much for being here.
Thank you.
It's really been wonderful having you. For more information on Sadhguru's Save Soil movement, all you got to do is visit the website below.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.